It's being billed as a David and Goliath battle between the giant CBC and a small community radio station that would serve the Eastern Townships communities of Sutton, Knowlton, and Cowansville. At stake is an unused FM radio frequency, 101.9, currently located in Granby. A group that wants to set up an English language community radio station based near Lac Brome made an application to the CRTC to use that particular frequency. But just before the application hearing was to take place, the CBC made it known to the CRTC that it also wants to use that frequency to expand its coverage of the area. This has the township's communities who've been planning the Radio Communautaire Missisquoi radio station quite upset. We'll be talking to an official from the CBC in a moment, but first, to find out more about that community station, we've reached Chris Severs. He's a businessman in Knowlton, and he's a member and supporter of the Radio Communautaire Missisquoi, and he joins me on the line from Knowlton today. Hi, Mr. Severs.
Hi, good afternoon.
What sort of community radio station were you planning? What did you want to set up?
Well, it's been over 3 years since the plan first started to formulate. I would say that we have a very good understanding of the various aspects of programming that we're looking for. A lot of it has to do with cultural programming. There would, of course, be local news, music shows, the like.
How long has it been? I mean, what kind of people have been working on this and how long?
Well, it's over 3 years, as I said, and mm-hmm. it's a very broad cross-section of the community here. I don't think that maybe the CBC, particularly the people in Toronto, fully appreciate mm-hmm. the extent of community support that this project has here.
We were wondering about this. It was not the Radio Noon team that made the application to CRTC in Toronto.
We won't hold it against you.
That's okay. I hope people don't. But, we work hard trying to put a show together, and we've got a lot of budgets for equipment and stuff. And I was just wondering, how do you do it as a community station? How do you get the equipment, microphones, everything you need, and how do you get volunteers to put together programming? How many hours a day do you expect you would be able to?
And we're looking at 12 hours a day of programming, and you're right, it's not easy, but we've got a lot of very dedicated volunteers here. We have a very solid business plan that as we've developed over the years based on other successful community radio stations and other places. First of all, unlike the CBC, we're going to be volunteers for the most part. Mm-hmm. We will also have access to a certain amount of government funding as the CBC does. We're all mm-hmm. essentially public radio. And finally, we'll also be able to solicit support from the local business community, much the same way that public radio in the United States does.
Okay.
Something which, by the way, I would recommend highly to the CBC.
Oh, that's a whole other kettle of fish and very controversial.
That's right, yes.
Is it really the only frequency you could use, 101.9?
Well, according to our engineers, and we've obviously been studying this for quite a while, it looks to be, yes. Unfortunately, it seems that the CBC had their own plans or desire to use this frequency. It's unsure at this point how necessary, in fact, it is. When we made our application, we were under the understanding that it wasn't that nobody had expressed an interest in it. In fact, I understand the CBC has a responsibility to give their long-term projections and needs to the CRTC, and as far as this frequency is concerned, they hadn't. It's unfortunate, and obviously we hope that both, you know, the market that the CBC still wants to have access to, they will be able to reach it, and our project won't be diminished.
Now, I go often to that area of the province, and just recently I was driving through, and I was literally getting one word from 88.5 in Montreal, another word from the NPR station just across the border. You couldn't even get a complete sentence from either frequency, either station. Now,
there are pockets, no doubt, that that's very, very true. It only gives us, you know, more pause to have faith in the CBC's engineers when they told us when they went to 88.5 that we'd have better reception than 940. But that's another issue as well.
If you had good reception from CBC there, would you still want a community radio station?
Of course. I think they're totally compatible. But the irony of this is that the CBC should be mentoring our project. In fact, I would be willing to bet that if the CBC brass, who have decided to challenge this, were to actually poll the people in programming at CBC, that they would probably find that their own people thought that they were barking up the wrong tree in this one. Or at the very least, you know, that we have a very worthy project that deserves your support, not your opposition.
If the CBC comes up with a compromise, they take 101.9, but they find a smaller frequency for you, something that nobody knows is available, would that satisfy you?
You know what? I think all we want is what is best for the listening public. The fact is the CBC wants to access another 2,000 or 3,000 people that presently don't get their signal on 88.5. We're talking about a station that is going to serve a community of 25,000 people. So let's hope that we make a fact-based decision that serves the broadest common public good, and you know the needs of both are well met. But if it comes down to this is the only frequency for either the CBC or our station to use, I don't think we'll have much trouble making the case that our station is far more deserving.
Chris Severs, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Chris Severs, businessman in Knowlton and a member and supporter of the Radio Communautaire Missisquoi. So why did the CBC suddenly ask the CRTC to use the same or to for that same frequency as the Missisquoi Community Group? On the line with me now from Toronto is Philip Savage, the CBC's Manager of Coverage and Regulatory Affairs for English Radio. Hi, Mr. Savage.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. The Community Group has brought up the point, why did the CBC suddenly and out of the blue ask for this frequency?
Well, it wasn't entirely out of the blue. I guess it appears to be out of the blue because the process involved. We had been researching ways to improve the coverage in the area for some time, starting with improvements to the 88.5 signal, but it didn't quite work out the way we'd hoped it would. So we were, this fall, starting to look at alternatives, including the 101.9.
What would be the difference between your use of that signal and the community radio stations?
Essentially, what we're looking at is trying to fill in coverage deficiencies over a very wide area. So we would be setting up a transmitter which would cover a radius of about 50 kilometers. The current community radio situation is that they would cover about 30 kilometers. So we're looking at using a slightly higher power.
Mm-hmm. Is there any room for compromise? Can both groups get what they want?
I think there's a lot of room for compromise on this. And in fact, what we're led to believe from the CRTC today is that they're going to defer some of the discussion of this so that, in fact, we have the time to work out a compromise.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would that work? I mean, how could there be a compromise? There's one signal and two people who want it.
Well, we've been having our engineers spend a lot of time look at the alternatives, and we think we'll be ready within a couple of weeks. Probably within 10 days, to actually offer a viable alternative for the community radio station. That would mean another frequency.
Okay. Well, Mr. Savage, thank you very much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Philip Savage, the CBC's Manager of Coverage and Regulatory Affairs for English Radio.